Welcome to the third and final segment of Meet the Community this morning here with Marissa Lightsey. And we've been talking a lot about real estate this morning. You had mentioned that you're on the Economic Development Council for the City of Mexico. Brand new year, we're barely into it, just a couple of days. What's kind of the forecast for Mexico as you see it for 2024 and maybe in the future?
Yeah, so we had just obtained our Main Street status. I was actually in a Zoom meeting about that yesterday with one of the reps from Main Street. And so I think that Dana Keller, Amy O'Brien, Rita Jackson, Bruce Legel, all of those folks have done a really good job of trying to steer us into a really positive new direction. I think that we can anticipate a lot of really cool stuff to come from Main Street and all that that has to offer. I do know that they plan on, you know, kind of announcing some of those things in the spring. So that'll be really exciting. And I think it'll change the way that a lot of people look at downtown Mexico.
You know, the big part of Mexico is housing. I know that that's been a topic of conversation for quite some time. You know, are there good quality houses and are there many houses available here in Mexico? Are they affordable? Just kind of touch on the current temperature of the market here in Mexico, if you would.
So I think the term affordable is relative. It changes so much. I had a gentleman call me yesterday, a very much older gentleman, and he probably hasn't bought a house in several decades. He was looking for a house with land and a shop for $150,000 or less, and that's just really hard to come by. So affordable is just definitely a relative term. I think that there are options out there on the market. We're still making it happen. The agents in my office have been so busy this week putting together contracts left and right. So we're still pulling it out, and I think that in the next year, rates are going to be decreasing a little bit from what the feds have announced. So when that happens, I think it's going to be a bananas market again. It'll be crazy.
You know, for people who are out there and saying, do I sell my home right now and maybe try and get something else? Is this a buyer's or a seller's market, or what do you kind of see there?
I would argue that it's a good time to buy right now, because once rates go down, prices are going to go up and it's going to be more competitive. It's going to be harder to get offers accepted. So before that craziness ensues, I'd probably be looking to buy right now.
Yeah. What about inflation? Is that impacting the housing market quite a bit right now, or is it starting to kind of settle down?
Oh, definitely. I think that we haven't seen any huge changes in inflation for the better right now. I think that there's still such a high demand that prices of houses keep rising, maybe not as much as they might in the spring this year, but I think that we probably will see it just only go up from here.
First time person selling a home, what kind of tips do they need to keep in mind? Do they need to do a complete remodel before they sell? Or, you know, what are some of those major things that people are going to come in and look at? Is it the paint job and making sure you have a good roof? I mean, what kind of advice can you give to them?
So, of course, my first thing is going to be to reach out to a local realtor, because I think that is key. They're going to be able to come into your house and say, hey, here's what I think would help market this best. I will say that given the hailstorm that happened in the spring of 23, we've seen a lot of hail damage. So I've been telling everybody who I've talked to about listing a house, if they're thinking about it, go ahead and get that roof checked out, because you don't want to be messing with it while you're under contract. If it's something that you can get covered by insurance or what have you, I would definitely look into that before listing.
Totally understand that. We always end with the wild card question. So I'll ask you, you know, you can drop everything this week and go anywhere in the world and take a couple of days for vacation. Where are you going?
Key West.
Oh.
That's an easy one.
That was easy. What's great about Key West?
My husband and I actually got married there, and we love it there. We love the vibe, and yeah, that's always in the back of my mind.
Very nice. Well, hopefully you'll get there sometime this year, and I want to wish you the best of luck in 2024.
Thank you so much, Matt.
Marissa Lightsey, she is a local real estate agent and owner of Century 21 here in Mexico. Our first guest of 2024 on Meet the Community, and you can tune in to another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.